outrage among citizens of the U.S. over the inability of our federal government to enact safe gun measures continues. And finally, the House of Representatives is reacting. Democrats in the House anyway. Speaking on the House floor this morning, Representative Donna Edwards, Democrat from Maryland, implored members to take guns out of the hands of suspected terrorists, convicted felons, and those who would do harm to others. As in New York, gun violence in her state comes largely from guns purchased illegally out of state, with 40% of gun purchases made without a background check.
And studies show that background checks actually do stop 170 felons, 50 domestic abusers, and 20 fugitives every single day from buying weapons. It works when you do it.
Edwards goes on to say that most of the American public supports background checks, about 90% of Republicans and Democrats.
Who's left out? The vocal minority led by the National Rifle Association. And let's talk about the National Rifle Association, Mr. Speaker, because they actually used to support universal background checks at gun shows. On May 27, 1999, Wayne LaPierre, the current executive president and CEO of the National Rifle Association, testified before the House Judiciary Committee about 1 month before Columbine, in which 12 high school students and one teacher were murdered. And he said this, and I quote, "We think it's reasonable to provide mandatory instant background checks for every sale at every gun show. No loopholes anywhere for anyone." And that is a direct quote from Wayne LaPierre of the National Rifle Association. When did they change? When it became politically expedient to do the job of the gun industry.
After Edwards, Georgia Representative John Lewis held the floor.
The American people demand an action.
Along with House Democrats, he demanded a vote on gun safety measures in the wake of the mass shooting in Orlando, Florida.
Mr. Speaker, this is a fight. It is not an opinion. We must remove the blinders. The time for silence and patience is long gone. We are calling on the leadership of the House to bring common sense gun control legislation to the House floor. Give us a vote. Let us vote. We came here to do our job. We came here to work. The American people demand an action. Do we have the courage? Do we have raw courage to make at least a down payment on ending gun violence in America? We can no longer wait. We can no longer be patient. So today we come to the well of the House to dramatize the need for action. Not next month, not next year, but now, today. Sometimes you have to do something out of the ordinary. Sometimes you have to make a way out of no way. We have been too quiet for too long. There comes a time when you have to say something, when you have to make a little noise.
Yes. That's right.
When you have to move your feet. This is the time. Now is the time to get in the way.
Yes.
The time to act is now. We will be silent. No more. The time for silence is over.
You just heard the soul of the United States Congress speak.
Connecticut Representative John Lawson.
The soul of this nation cries out for a vote. We are gathered here on this floor today to accomplish a single goal. We implore, we ask our colleagues, our colleague from Georgia stood on that side to appeal to the better angels on that side of the aisle to provide us with the simple dignity that every American is calling for, a vote. And with that, I yield back to my colleague from Georgia.
Thank you, Mr. Lawson.
My friend, my brother, for yielding. Now is the time for us to find a way to dramatize it, to make it real. We have to occupy the floor of the House until there's action.
Then Representative Lewis occupied the House and staged a sit-in on the House floor. The chair, Texas Congressmember Ted Poe, called a recess. When it was reconvened, Democrats chanted, "No bill, no break." They were called out of order and a recess was ordered. In the process, C-SPAN, which films and broadcasts debates from the House, was ordered to shut off their cameras. San Diego Representative Scott Peters shot video with his cell phone on Periscope. John Lewis and others tweeted what was happening on the House floor. And then a news conference was held outside the Capitol. Bobby Rush of Illinois, representing Chicago, spoke of gun violence plaguing his city, affecting children 13, 14, and 15 years old who get their hands on illegal guns. And he spoke about learning of the death of his own son on these streets of Chicago, going to the hospital and hearing this.
"That awful primal scream that only a mother could scream, that primal scream. I never will forget the primal scream of my son's mother. Sat down in cold blood on the streets of Chicago. It's time to end this chorus of primal screams in our nation, and it's time to end it right now."
As the afternoon continued, more representatives spoke of the primal screams heard as innocent lives were lost in this country through gun violence, and the call for sensible gun laws was repeated again and again with the message, "If too dangerous to fly, too dangerous to buy a gun." Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.